We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. In our call to worship today, I'm reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I was reading through this passage again, and it's such a tremendous, tremendous book of the Bible, first of all, because it's a follow-up to what the Apostle Paul had dealt with there in the at the church at Corinth. Dr. Watt's been doing a series on that particular book. But I read in verse 6, and it just struck me, "For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness." Now, what is he referring to? The moment in creation when he spoke light into existence. Everything was dark, and all of a sudden there was light. That he takes us back to the beginning of creation. "For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." He takes us back to the creation moment when everything was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then all of a sudden there was this brilliance of light that appears on the scene, spoken there by God Almighty. And he said, "You know what? I've done the same thing for you. That I have shined my light into your hearts that you might know me through my Son, Jesus Christ." God chose to do that for us. And we have this treasure, this light that's been given to us of the grace of God through his Son, Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, created beings. We have this treasure. Do you realize the treasure that you possess, Christian, this morning? Now, you might think, "Well, I don't have a lot of money in my bank account, and I'm not even talking about that." We're not talking about that. We're talking about what you possess as a Christian in Jesus Christ. You have a treasure. And it harkens us back to the creative power of God in making light. He shined his light into our hearts that we might know him through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's a treasure. That's something that should bring you joy and rejoicing, Christian. And so I want to encourage you today, as we've gathered together around the Word of God, that we might realize the treasure that we possess. It's not measured in money. That would be a far too small a scale. You understand that? It's measured in the height and depth and width of the grace of God. And as far as I know, nobody's been able to measure that. They're still trying to measure it. You don't have a long enough tape measure to measure the grace of God. Are you thankful for the treasure that you have in Jesus Christ, the light that's been shown to us through his Word? What a rejoicing moment we have today to gather around his Word.